Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 17. We continue the discussion on how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessings resulted in great barakah when it came to food. Umm Malik once sent a particular container, a particular bowl of butter to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She sent it to the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah consumed and sent it back. She says that she found that container always to be full with butter. Every time she would take, when she went back again, it was full. That was the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having partaken from that bucket. And in that way, she says, I continued for quite some time. We just take butter from there and it's full again. We take butter from there and it's full again. Until one day, she cleaned the container thoroughly. And when she did that, when she wiped it totally clean, then it stopped. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told her, if you did not wipe it clean, the barakah and the blessings would have continued. There's another incident of a similar story that transpired in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a sahabi who was given oats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him oats. And the barakah of something that was given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man says, every time I would take oats, when I would go back, I would find that they're still adequate. Take more, they're still adequate. Take more, they're still adequate. Imagine you bought, for example, 1 kilo. And every time you're taking out, you go back. There's just still so much there. Until he says, one day I decided, let me weigh it to see how much there actually is. And after I weighed it, that's when it got finished. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him that you should not have weighed it. There's a famous story about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that one day, either during battle or on some other occasion, when there was a scarcity of food, he brought dates, just a few dates, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi of Allah blew on it. According to one narration, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blew on it, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu then distributed the dates, and many, if not the entire army, consumed from those dates. Thereafter, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, can I keep these dates for me? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's fine. For years thereafter, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu never used to look into it. He never used to wait. He just used to take. Whenever he needed, he used to take dates. Put his hands, take dates. Put his hand, take dates. The entire era of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed. The entire era of Umar radiallahu anhu passed. It was only at the end of the era of Uthman radiallahu anhu. So 2 years of Abu Bakr, 10 years of Umar, 12. Another 12 years of Uthman, 24, 25 years approximately. When Uthman radiallahu anhu was martyred, and the unrest ensued, that's when that container got lost. But for that full duration, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was taking out dates from that container which had been blessed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, a great miracle of the greatest creation of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.